Hey, good morning there, brothers and sisters. Mark here, and time again for Coffee Break with Christ. Help me rejoice. Today's verse comes from Habakkuk 3, verse 17 through 18. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crops fail, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. What qualifications do you put on happiness? So many times it seems as if we put conditions on whether or not we are going to rejoice. We must be liked. We must be successful. We have to be the right kind of car. Well, we have to have the right kind of car, house, clothes, or social status before we can really find happiness. But what happens if those things that we feel are so important to who we are taken away from us? What if we lose our job, or our friendship tanks, or we face bankruptcy? What if we are falsely accused of something, or our friends turn on us? Just what happens to our peace, joy, or happiness? Somehow, Habakkuk found the secret. It was in his relationship with God. He was able to rejoice in him no matter what. He had committed himself to God, and when troubles began to brew, he was able to trade his contentment or commitment in for trust. Finally, when times were at its worst, his trust allowed him to return to joy from painful situations. This joy came from a deep, trusting relationship with God, listening what he said. Through the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines. Though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. You see, this doesn't happen by accident. Habakkuk had a relationship with God that he could return to over and over again. Today, begin with trust. Trust him with everything you have and everything you need. Trust him with today, tomorrow, and the future. Then, when you need it, just like Habakkuk, your trust will help you return to joy. So think about it and have this affirmation in your heart and say after me, I will rejoice in all things. I repeat, I will rejoice in all things. Visualize God being there. There, as you are facing struggles, feel a tension build up in your body as you think of a negative experience. Breathe deep and picture God coming into your negative situation and giving you peace. Sense your ability to trust in Him, feel His presence, and a deep knowing that you can rejoice that He is there. He cares, and nothing can happen that He does give strength for. Feel a joy start to well up when you let it grow and see yourself rejoicing in God in the midst of your struggles. Feel the peace and affirm, I will rejoice in all things. So pray with me, friends. Father, help me to trust you in all things. Help me to put my hope in you. Help me to rejoice in you no matter what happens. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, here's hoping that all will have a most awesome, blessed, and faithful day. And always remember to keep our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so very strong in your hearts. Amen.